Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is What's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 17th day of March, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively, and this is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 51 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it was cooler this morning. It was around like 28, but I mean, and we're supposed to get some rain. We'll probably get 3 fucking drops. I mean, it's not looking good. It's looking like smoke in May. Anyways, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Biden gives temporary amnesty to 75,000 Afghans in U.S. despite vetting failures. And you think, well, you're not going to cheese it. There's a method to madness to the method. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, here we go. Biden gives temporary amnesty. And just give, I'm the fucking king. I can hand your country over to any fucking foreigner I want to. Now, why? I mean, we're seeing this amnesty. We're seeing the millions that are crossing our fucking southern border. I mean, 1,000 to 1, we had them. We don't have them 1,000 to 1 anymore because you're sitting on your asses and you're not doing anything. We should be attacking the head of that fucking snake. And I'll tell you, the day will come when you will fucking remember these words and you will regret not fucking taking the initiative when you should have. Anyway, despite vetting failures, this is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security is giving temporary quasi, what does quasi mean? Wants to be but ain't, amnesty status to nearly 75,000 Afghans in the United States, including those fast-tracked into the U.S. over the last 7 months, despite vetting failures. To date, Biden has resettled more than 85,000 Afghans in American communities, about 46 states since mid-August 2021. That resettlement failed to properly vet Afghans against counterterrorism databases, the Department of Defense Inspector General revealed last month. Now, I'm going to tell you what I see fucking here. What's going down here? I mean, there are about 400,000 of them here. That's a fucking army, in case you don't know it. Now, they fucking, why did they end that war in Afghanistan all of a sudden? Well, they left all that equipment over there for this shit that's going on, this fucking fraud, this goddamn ripoff of our fucking nation. Billions and trillions of dollars. Why are people fucking living the goddamn streets and under bridges and their kids are hungry? Why is he bringing them in here? I'll tell you why, because 90% of them are hardened fucking soldiers. They've been fucking trading bullets for 20 fucking years. They're fucking professionals and they're savages. and you ain't ready for them. But you had better get ready for them. You better get ready for some fucking animals to be coming at you. You better not fucking hesitate when they do come at you. You better see them before they see you. And you better take them out. Because that's what this shit is all about. As November 2021, the report states 50 Afghans already in the United States have been flagged for, quote, significant security concerns. That's what they're going to say when these fuckers just, I mean, if they just come out of the blue and start killing fucking people, I mean, then you're not going to be ready for this shit, people, unless you get off your fucking dead asses and start acting instead of watching. Significant security concerns. Most of the unvetted Afghans flagged for possible terrorism ties have since disappeared in the United States. And what, disappeared? Really? Remember when that guy fucking shot that cop that, you know, forcing himself on his brother's wife? Now, goddamn it, you don't tell me they can't hunt some fucking body down in these goddamn United States. They just disappeared. Like 100 million goddamn illegal aliens. Oh, they all just disappear. We don't know where they're at. As you're bumping into them at Walmart and they're sending them fucking checks in the mail. They don't know where they're at. Yeah, they fucking do. They're being strategically positioned to fucking kill your ass, and you better understand that. You better understand these motherfuckers, like I said, are hardened fucking soldiers with 20 years of, they survived 20 years of fucking war with the Taliban, who's been fighting since their fighting began. Fighting steady. They fought the fucking Russians. They fought the goddamn French, I think, once upon a time. Everybody that's tried to invade them, they have driven them out. These are soldiers. They're the real fucking McCoy. A lot of you people out there think you're fucking ready. A lot of you people ain't even fucking killed a fucking squirrel, let alone shot at a human being. You fucking hesitate and they'll bury your fucking ass. I promise you that. Where were we here? 50 Afghans already in the United States have been flagged for, quote, significant security concerns. That's just the cover story. Well, Afghans are just, you know, they just killed 20 people last night. Well, 20 more people. Like, no, they're going to come at you as a fucking goddamn military force because you did outnumber before you started letting these son of a bitches just open the fucking borders. And your UN troops are here, guys. They ain't got their goddamn UN uniforms on yet, but the motherfuckers are here. They're the same ones that were fighting in fucking Afghanistan forever. They're hardened fucking soldiers. You are fucking people that haven't even shot at nobody. You better harden. This is where you're going to lose your 2 million. And that first time you fucking hesitate and you hesitate, boom. You lost one of your fucking kids that was fighting beside you. Then it's going to wake your fucking asses up to what's going on. And then you're going to say, God damn, why in the fuck didn't we attack the head of this fucking snake when we had the chance? Why? Who's out there advocating against it? Most of the unvetted Afghans flagged for possible terrorism ties have since disappeared into the United States. Just disappeared. You know how easy it is to disappear in these United States. I mean, they'll fucking, somebody shoots a fucking one of these fucking cops. I mean, remember when they went clear up into the goddamn Yosemite or one of the fucking national parks? I mean, they want to get somebody, man. They'll send every fucking buddy after the son of a bitch. Don't tell me they disappeared. Why don't you just fucking look and see where you're sending them their goddamn check every month and go there and look for them when they go to pick the fucking check up? In one instance, only 3 of 31 Afghans flagged months ago for security concerns could be located. Like I said, man, he must have went to pick up his check and somebody thought, well, we ought to go where we're sending this check. Despite the vetting failures, Biden is continuing to bring Afghans to the United States at least through August. Currently, some 100,000 Afghans are seeking U.S. fucking entry, but remain in Afghanistan. Now DHS will provide temporary protected status, that's TPS, to tens of thousands of Afghans. That's armies, you dumbasses! helping them evade deportation from the United States and providing them with work permits to take American jobs. And this is what they want you to think it is. You know, this is not what it is. These motherfuckers are goddamn hardened soldiers. You know it. You fight for fucking 20 years in a goddamn war. And what before that? Well, 7 years with the fucking Russians. Before that? I mean, they've been invaded by fucking how many countries? They fought forever. That's fucking what they fucking do. You want professional fucking killers after you? This is them. These are fucking animals. And you better get that through your fucking head. And you better not be sitting there thinking, oh, I could do it. You better fucking know you can do it. And you better see them before they see you. And you better fucking not fucking miss. Now DHS will provide temporary protected status to tens of thousands of Afghans, helping them evade deportation from the U.S. and providing them with work permits to take American jobs. Well, if you're providing them with work permits, certainly you know where they are. How are you going to provide them with work permits if they brought them in? I mean, how are you going to give them work permits if you don't know who they are and you don't know where they are? You're strategically fucking placing these cocksuckers for a fucking attack on we the fucking people. And you the fucking people, you better fucking wake up to this shit. Or you will wake up a goddamn fucking communist slave. And that'll be the fucking what you leave to your fucking progeny. Because you fucking didn't stand up when you had to. The move will help nearly 75,000 Afghans into the United States. 75,000 more Afghans, people. The delay in issuing TPS for Afghans was purely intentional. Secretary Mayorkas, this fucking foreign son of a bitch from fucking, I think, where the hell was he from? Like the Congo or somewhere like that. All these motherfuckers are running your goddamn government, ain't even a generation into this fucking country. You better fucking wake up and take a look. And you better see that that's the head of that fucking snake. That you could be, I'll tell you what, the day will fucking come. When you fucking say, God almighty, why in the fuck didn't we fucking do it back when we could have? Now we're so fucking busy with fucking fighting off this goddamn army of ants that we can't fucking make a move like that. Kill the head of the snake. You kill the snake, dumbasses. Whoever's telling you different is fucking wanting to get you killed. Mayorkas didn't do it right after our botched withdrawal to protect Afghans. That wasn't a botched withdrawal. That was cold and fucking calculated. It went down exactly like it was fucking planned, as ordered by the fucking communist goddamn committee, controlled by the fucking robber barons, international robber barons, and international oligarchs, like the fucking Rothschilds and the fucking crown heads of Europe. Who are giving the fucking orders to these goddamn fucking communists that are occupying your goddamn your Senate and your goddamn Congress and your goddamn White House. They are occupying it. They have soldiers there that will shoot your fucking ass if you try to remove their communist asses who are there in violation of the fucking law of your people, of this fucking land. The law that your fucking people died to put in place. So this couldn't happen to you. All you had to do is have the balls to fucking exercise your own law. Already here, but instead, the Capitol is what I was trying to say there. Surrounding the Capitol and the fucking White House. Already here, but instead, because he wanted to increase the amount of Afghans in the country to benefit R.J. Hammond with the Federation for American Immigration. Where in the fuck this non-governmental fucking agency, motherfucker? These son of a bitches think they can take what belongs to you and I away from us without the procedural due process we are absolutely guaranteed in that fucking unalienable ratified law. Ratified was before December 1579-1, that's when it went into, they put it into the fucking Constitution. When that fucker was ratified, that became the law of this goddamn land. They can't change it. And it's the only law in this land because that fucking Constitution was never ratified by we the people. Or any representative we elected. Remember where you're at. Look at what's going on. Get your goddamn head screwed on straight. with the Federation for American Immigration Reform. FAIR. Oh, I love the way the fucking commies put this fucking shit. But it ain't just commies. I mean, there's been communist fascism. Communist fascism is like Republicans, Democrats. It's all fucking bullshit. It is the international fucking elite attempting to enslave the population of this fucking planet for fucking Zion. You got that? You will be a slave of Zion, a soulless fucking animal that these fucking Jews can do what they want to with without consequence because you're a fucking cow. Like a cow in the field, you think that motherfucker has any choice? That's what they want to reduce you to. You better get fucking mean, and you better start using your goddamn head for something else other than just to fucking listen. Listen, we'll just listen. We'll just listen, and it'll all go away. No! I heard that, I mean, the one woman that was up there in fucking Canada when that trucking bullshit was going on. And she said, oh man, she went to them things and she'd been doing this for months and she's tired. How fucking tired do you think the rest of us are? We've been doing this for 10 fucking years. 11 fucking years. We're fucking tired, but we're redoubling our fucking effort because we realize what's coming at us because the people are not standing up and doing their fucking duty. You let this happen, you doom your fucking progeny, you cowardly son of a bitches, I'll tell you that much. You listen to some motherfucker that tells you there's a better way, he's lying to your ass. He's a part of it. Now he has a sufficient Afghan population on, Afghan population on U.S. soil. And suddenly a TPS designation is warranted, human, Haman continued. No, it is not warranted. You brought these people here without authority, without the goddamn consent of we the people who own this fucking country, the American nationals. You are fucking traitors. You are an enemy in occupation. You have fucking declared war against we the fucking people. You've declared war against our law, against the foundation of this fucking country. You want to conquer this fucking country and all its resources so that a handful of you can rule from the fucking top and everybody else can be a fucking soulless animal, fucking cow, chattel for your fucking property, buddy. More recently, Biden's Afghan resettlement operation came under more scrutiny when commander for the U.S. Navy Reserves was charged with allegedly taking bribes from Afghans who paid him to secure them with special immigrant visas. See, they're trying to fucking curb your mind here to think that they're just wanting in here for the jobs. They're wanting in here for to get it. No, this guy, do you think about this place? This is a living fucking hell. Why in the hell would you flee to this fucking place? Why? This is the shittiest fucking hole in the goddamn whole fucking goddamn world. According to charges, the commander was paid more than 20. It's kind of fucked up printing going on here. Commander was paid by more than 20 Afghans to write up and submit fake recommendation letters for SIVs to the U.S. as part of the scheme. The commander allegedly claimed that the Afghans aided the United States Armed Forces though they never did. But I guarantee you, out of that 400 fucking thousand that's here, you got a fucking formidable army to fucking face, and you ain't never fucking even squared off with nobody, probably with your fists. You better get fucking tough, and you better get tough now. And you fuckers that got goddamn skills, you better start using them. Or you will look back on this day and rue it. I swear to God you will. Since the Clinton administration, TPS has been transformed into a de facto amnesty program. Okay, I mean, goddamn it, they're telling you if it's a fucking fraud. The whole goddamn occupation is a fucking fraud. Calling it our government, it is not our fucking government. We never fucking accepted it. We never consented to it. And then it was turned into a corporation. And we were named in the 14th Amendment as goddamn subjects of that corporation, meaning property. Fuck, you guys know this. You know what these motherfuckers have in store for your kids. Will you fight for your fucking children? We've seen so many instances where people have fucking, I mean, they've done such horrible things to their kids. Oh, they're going to get a big lawsuit. a lawsuit. Do that to my kid, I'll blow your fucking head off. You better get fucking mean. I'm not joking, you guys. As of 2021, more than 400,000 foreign nationals live in the U.S. on TPS. And I guarantee you they're all fucking hardened soldiers from the Afghan fucking war. They have brought a fucking arm. They left the goddamn equipment over there because they got other uses for that. To think you would leave a whole goddamn armored, enough armor to make you one of the fucking force in the goddamn world and just leave it sitting there. And it belong. Who's it belong to? Who paid for it? You and I did. That fucking goddamn armory belongs to us. And watch who it gets used against. Let's see what we got going here. Biden sending stingers, drones, machine guns, grenade launchers, and 20 million rounds of ammo to the Ukraine. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. President Joe Biden announced his decision to provide an additional $1 billion in military aid to Ukraine on Wednesday. The fucking meat puppet spoke at the White House about the additional support after Ukraine President Zelensky addressed our Congress. Who do you represent, motherfuckers? You sure don't represent the people. You guys better get this through your goddamn head. Any of you that think this thing, I'll go vote and vote, it's fucking retard, vote, fucking shit. None of these have ever represented you your whole fucking life. Get that through your fucking head. They are corporate entities. They are contractors. They represent the fucking clients, not fucking the people. And here you have this goddamn form. Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I just wanted to let you know that however you say his name,
Zelensky,
The border dude that you're talking about is releasing all these
Zelensky,
all these Afghans and shit in here.
Oh, you mean that's goddamn? Oh, that fella. Yeah, okay. I can't remember his name, but yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. He's a Cuban. He was born in Cuba. He's a Cuban Jew.
Yeah, that son of a bitch.
And let's see, his mom is a Romanian Jew.
I know he's not from this goddamn country. Cuba, that was it. Cuba, you're right.
Yeah.
That's the head of
his mom and his dad, and it says straight up, they were both Jews, present day Turkey, Greece, Ashkenazi from Poland background.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can find his name here. It's some stupid thing. I should remember it. Said it 100.
M-A-Y-O-R-K-A-S.
Mayorkas. Mayorkas or something like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the dude.
Yep, there you go. And like I said,
that's
who in the hell's...
Who they put in power down there.
Well, you look at who's running anywhere you look at the god at this fucking corporation and occupation of our fucking goddamn lands that belong to we the fucking people. You look at any of them. And they ain't been here fucking two or three generations, if that. Well, some of them have just been here. They came here as refugees, and now they're sitting in the God's highest seats of power, and we're paying them out of our goddamn pockets to cut our fucking throats. I mean, just like these goddamn Ukrainians marching around the fucking White House, demanding, go save my country. I thought you were coming here. This is going to be, my country's Ukraine. Well, get your fucking ass over there. Get the fuck out of my country, you son of a bitch. But here's some more people you're going to have to kill. You keep letting them pile up in here. It goes from 1,000 to 1 to fucking 10 to 1 pretty goddamn quick the way this fucking shit's going. How many people do you want to lose to regain that fucking goddamn Bill of Rights and have law and order in your goddamn country and leave something for your fucking children besides slavery? Anyway, what is this Biden shit? Okay, let's see. He ain't no president. You're talking about Zelensky addressing our Congress. It's like fucking Netanyahu coming. What's these foreign motherfuckers doing over here addressing the people's fucking, they're not the people's representatives. That's what we gotta keep in our fucking mind. This is not our fucking government. This is a goddamn corporation that took over what was supposed to be our government, but what never was our government because there never was a fucking constitution. That's the insanity of this shit. It is insane back to its inception. The constitution that never fucking was. It never could be. It was not ratified by the people, and they do not rule by consent, and they don't rule fucking period. We are autonomous. We rule ourselves under our fucking law. And our law is complete and just. That's why it had to be the first thing that was removed when the Queen sent her fucking esquires over here to set up a private law system of administrative admiralty under fucking her fucking control. And that's what has been persecuting our people for goddamn 100 fucking years. Wake the fuck up, people. I can't stress enough that the head of that snake, if we don't fucking attack that son of a bitch right now, you're talking about tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands to possible millions more people lost because you're not taking this fucking opportunity. Why? God damn, you're gonna get killed anyway. Get that through your fucking head. It's like fucking Humphrey Bogart when he takes off down the fucking river with that psychotic bitch. I gave myself up for dead where we started in the first place. Well, you better just fucking get that through your fucking head. You may very well fucking die, but the choice is to leave your fucking children in fucking bondage and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. Your choice is to have some fucking elitist motherfucking sick-in-the-head pedophilic motherfucker take your great-grandchild when it's fucking 3 fucking years old and rape it right in front of everybody because they're getting off on it. And ain't a goddamn thing you can do because you fucking sit on your fucking ass and let it happen. Biden boasted of the unprecedented assistance he had provided for Ukraine. Under what fucking authority? I mean, this is a goddamn act of war right here. I mean, that's how we got in World War II. That's how we got in World War I. We were shipping I can't remember which one ship they sunk for World War II, but the U-boat sunk, but fucking, they were taking goddamn armament to the goddamn enemies of the fucking Germans. That's an act of fucking war. You're aiding and abetting their fucking enemy. They got a right to fucking shoot you. And this is what's gonna happen here. They're gonna catch some of these fuckers bringing goddamn weapons into this fucking war zone. That's an act of war. But in the end, people, I mean, I got another article here talking about fucking China and Australia. And in the end, this is being orchestrated. The fucking sole purpose of this is to fucking kill as many fucking human beings as they possibly can, along with their fucking kill shot. I mean, they're going for that fucking Georgia Guidestone number of 500 million or under. They're going for it. That's what the fucking deal is. They're fucking moving. They're moving. You can see them. You see them in action. You can see their god mammon in action. You can see them fucking doing something. What you do not see is us doing anything. And it will fucking come back. Well, it'll be the last thought that goes through your head before that fucking 40 caliber fucking hollow point, I suppose. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
cream and barbecue and the family on Friday nights. 10-lane ram on Saturday right before the morning light. Came a time I was old enough and I learned about the gun. And every night at supper time I answer to what I've done. Hooks today, but forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. I'm burning hell before I sell my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and of course, that was hard to get some, and you people better get some yourself. Our people have grown fucking soft. I mean, a handful have been all the time are fighting somewhere. Small amounts of people. I mean, you know, one or two in a fucking family, maybe. But God damn it, this is going to be all of us fighting these son of a bitches, right down to the fucking women. Because you're letting more of them in here without fucking resisting them. They're building their fucking army behind the fucking your lines, you stupid asses. And you do have a fucking option. We were talking about the Stingers. The president detailed an additional $800 million in aid to Ukraine on top of $300 million in recent weeks to assist their fight against Russian President Vladimir Putin. He said the United States would provide 800 Stinger anti-aircraft systems. This is goddamn an act of war. It would be, but it's not. This is a goddamn production for war to kill off the goddamn goyim. That's what this is all about. That's why they have these fucking world wars. They kill off the goyim and then it's like a big game to them. And you are fucking so insignificant. Everybody on this country, I love the people in this country. They fucking go, it's like when they go to a doctor. You know, they think, oh man, that doctor, man, I'm special. He's gonna fucking, you're a fucking piece of meat to that doctor. And whatever will make him the most goddamn money is what he's gonna say. Oh, you need to take this, you need to take that, and I need to take a vacation to the fucking Congo to go fishing. Until you're fucking dead. You are goddamn way too means to him. But that people think they're so goddamn special. None of us are fucking special. None of us are fucking better than the rest of us. But we all had better get fucking goddamn mean. We better get the savage in us out. If you've never fucking even fist fought anybody and you think you're going to step into battle with fucking hardened soldiers, you fucking better not do it. They'll kill your ass so fast it'll make your head swim. You're sitting there thinking about, should I pull the trigger? You had the goddamn bead. You could already kill the son of a bitch, and you fucking didn't pull the trigger. Because, I've never shot nobody. That's why at this point in time, is fucking going for the head of that snake, man. I mean, you're not going to stop them from importing more goddamn troops behind your line, stupid. The only way to do that is to take the head of the snake out, to take the goddamn oligarchs out, to take the goddamn fucking robber barons out, to take the fucking communists out, to take the fucking fascists out. At the top, not the bottom. These fucking Afghans will chew your ass up if you ain't ready to fight them. You better be looking for fucking artillery. You better be looking for goddamn whatever armament you do not have. And you better, if you can produce it, you better be producing it. Because this shit's coming at us like a fucking shit storm in a goddamn hurricane. Oh, yeah. He also detailed a surge of small arms, including 100 grenade launchers, 1,000 pistols, 5,000 rifles, 400 machine guns, 400 shotguns, and 20 million rounds of ammunition. But while we the people who are the defenders of this fucking, of our law and our fucking goddamn individual freedoms and rights and liberties under our fucking ratified law are being fucking deprived of ammo and being told we can't own such fucking things. As they're taking over, they're giving to these goddamn people who are admitted neo-Nazis it's like I'm leaving that shit in Afghanistan. You left that for the fucking Afghans, motherfucker. And don't act like you had, it was for our puppet government that lasted, it really didn't last at all. We couldn't get them evacuated out of there fast enough. So why did you bring all that fucking equipment over there and leave it brand fucking new? Whoever has that goddamn military, they're a power. You think about what them son of a bitches left over there. More will be coming, Biden promised. Fucking, are you guys getting ready to tighten your fucking belt some more until you fall fucking in two because you've been pinched in two because they've took every fucking thing you have? They're coming for the rest, including your fucking life, including your children. They aim to kill you. They're going to kill you, dumbass. You better be fucking ready. Getting your head right, fucking, that could be taken, that's open subject matter. You better be ready to fucking kill. You better see them before they see you. You better be a little bit organized, I think. I think maybe you better be studying those goddamn videos on combat fucking tactics. Even if you're one fucking person. A fucking tactic's a tactic. Biden warned that Ukraine's fight against Russia would be arduous, but that Americans would stand with them. I mean, this isn't a proxy fucking war you're talking about here. Because they got China over on the other side, Taiwan, and then you got Australia going to defend Taiwan, and we're going to defend Australia. How many people can we get fucking killed? I guarantee you who won't get killed. Vladimir Putin won't get killed. Fucking none of this communist fucking committee in this fucking country will get killed unless you do it. The fucking prime minister, fucking communist and God, communist fucking dictator of fucking Australia, he won't get killed. The Chinese premier, he won't get killed. You, the goyim, you will get killed. Because the idea is to wipe your ass off the face of this fucking earth because you're useless to them now. You have brought all the resources to bear. Now all they have to do is fucking struggle with each push and shove and make moves this way and that way to see who's going to possess it. And it sure as hell ain't intended to be you, even though it fucking belongs to you by right of heritage. Law, you fucking prick. Biden also noted the United States had, quote, experts on the ground. Oh, my goodness, here we go. We got our goddamn consultants in there. Didn't Kennedy, he's the one that put the advisors into Vietnam? You see, they're using all their fucking tools. You can watch them build a war. We've watched it before. Are you going to go out there and kill each other for these motherfucking oligarchs? Are you going to do it, Russians? Are you going to do it, fucking Chinese? Are you going to do it, you fucking Americans? All we got to do is fucking just, like I said, take the head off this fucking snake. Remove ourselves from any fucking connection with any fucking world organization. Get control of our fucking nuclear arsenal and say, leave us the fuck alone or we will destroy you. We'll destroy this whole fucking planet before we will be slaves upon it. You got it? And they think we're fucking around when we go to extradite the first fucker from his spider hole and tell someplace like New Zealand, we want our goddamn money. We've gone through the books. We know what you've got that's ours. We want it. And we want these fucking criminals. We want them. You got 72 fucking hours. And if they want to test it, fucking nuke them. The next person wants to nuke. They want to let all of it go. Let's fucking do it. Better to be dead than be a goddamn slave. But kowtowing at some motherfucking piece of shit's feet who couldn't whip your ass with a fistful of hammers and isn't your fucking intellectual equal, let alone better. Experts on the ground in Poland and neighboring countries to assist Ukrainians with real-time assessments to get aid into their hands. See, they're getting everybody in there. You Poles, ready? You got you ready to bury some more of your fucking people for the goddamn elite? Are you? I don't want to kill you. You probably don't want to kill me. You fuck. We don't even know each other. This is for fucking goddamn wealth, the wealth of this fucking world that belongs to all of us. And a handful fucking want it, and they want us to be their fucking slaves. They want us to be their goddamn property. Are you going to go for it? The president painted Ukraine's fight as a historic battle for freedom. With neo-Nazis? Here's your battle for fucking freedom. This is what the fucking free. Here's your freedom.
The rest of us that aren't Ukrainians. I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight. Are you?
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years, and we had three revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Europe.
Democracy? You're fighting for democracy. Even the goddamn, the fucking traitors in this country, like Washington and Jefferson, warned you against democracies. Democracies destroy themselves. What you're fighting for here is a fucking new world order where you are a one world peon with freedom. You're fighting for freedom? Are you fighting to have the goddamn Bill of Rights instituted as your fucking law? Then you're not fighting for fucking freedom. You're fighting against fucking freedom. And they know it, and they're failing in fucking Ukraine. They figured everybody like that fucking idiot on that goddamn video I watched yesterday. I'm a Ukrainian supporting this little goofy son of a bitch. Goofy! Just plain fucking goofy. But hell, they'll put on a shirt and do any kind of stupid ass thing you tell them for 10 fucking bucks. That mammon is some powerful shit to battle. To be free. Desire to be free. Everybody desires to be free. But that ain't what they're fucking doing over there in fucking Joe and fucking Hunter Biden's fucking corporate fucking mafia headquarters, is it? And it's been their fucking mafia for their fucking headquarters for their fucking, dynasty since fucking back when fucking Obama was, Joe Biden was Obama's fucking second in command lackey. Over there fucking threatening the goddamn governments if they didn't fucking do what he told them to. I mean, you talk about the fucking Russians. Look what that motherfucker did. And not only did he get away with it, but now he's over there gonna fucking, you gotta bet those fucking Bidens are stuffing their fucking pockets right now, people. You money laundering? The industrial war complex gets a huge hunk more. We don't need no more goddamn weapons. We got enough to destroy the whole fucking planet several times over. It's just like that goddamn constitution. It never was. This is how they sold us on this fucking nuclear fucking, cold war. 5.5 trillion in those days dollars, people. That would be fucking like probably 50 trillion or 100 trillion in today's dollars. Why did we do it? Mutual assured destruction. There'll be no more wars. Because we're going to fucking, every war is not, you ain't going to go to war. You can't win it. We cannot beat fucking Russia. Russia cannot beat us. We cannot beat China. China, and I don't care what no fucker says out there. I guarantee you China has enough goddamn weapons built by now to more than destroy the fucking world once at least. You let all that shit loose? Well, that was the whole fucking idea. We ain't going to have no more goddamn wars. And anybody that tries it, we're going to tell them to fucking stop it. Stop it right fucking now. But that wasn't the idea. That will never be the idea, because the ambition at the top and the fucking truth at the top was an entirely different story now, wasn't it? It was a lie sold us. Think about what our people could have done with $5.5 trillion. That's money that came out of their pockets, of our dads and our grandfathers. Came right. How much better of a life could you have growing up? I mean, goddamn, we could be living like Saudi kings on what we spend to kill people. This kind of, they try to, oh, this earth can't support, but yeah, it can't support people, but you can sure as hell support a goddamn enough fucking armaments to fucking destroy everybody. And people, I mean, I'm telling you, if people were getting the fucking resources from their fucking countries, they wouldn't be having 10 fucking kids so one could survive to take care of them when they're old. This is pure fucking stupidity. And anybody that goes along with it, you are a fucking simpleton, or you are a part of it. You're a goddamn traitor. You keep following this shit into the next fucking fraudulent fucking banana republic election. This goddamn, the elections in this country make a banana republic fucking blush. And you even seen your powerful fucking Trumpy with 1,000 fucking affidavits went back out of the fucking way. They have to believe that there's an election. They have to. No, we fucking don't. I mean, goddamn, you got your choice. You, that bitch you were just listening to, or that lying ass fucking Trump. I'm going to get rid of every one of them. You want to hear it again? I know Charlie don't. They're giving you a choice of fucking the fucking evil left or the evil fucking right. Both, or which intend to remove your fucking Bill of Rights, to remove your autonomy, to remove your right to own property, to make you a part of a one world fucking government with a dictator at the fucking top. And the goddamn Zion Empire fucking controlling the whole fucking planet. How do you think you're going to stand up and fucking have your fucking way about anything? You'll fucking do what you're fucking told. You'll be fucking put down right there like they do in China, right on the goddamn sidewalk. A fucking cop will walk up and just pop you in the fucking head. And there is nothing you'll be able to do, because you will have surrendered your goddamn weapons. You better start fucking using them. You better think this thing through. They are gaining numbers by the hundreds of thousands every fucking month, people. You had them 1,000 to 1. You don't anymore. And you better realize every fucking month that goes by, that's less of you. You might be down to 500 to 1. And then next month you might be down to fucking 450 to 1. But I mean, goddammit, you give it long enough and it's going to be 1 to 1. Then it's going to be fucking 1 of you to 2 of them. How long are you going to wait? Who's telling you to wait? Who is the goddamn traitor telling you to wait until they can get all of their fucking conquering army behind your fucking lines? I would like to know. Now, here we go. Ukraine rejects Russian plan to end fighting in the country. Does not agree to be neutral. Does not agree to be neutral. No, they're not going to be neutral. They're fighting for the one world order. Remember, the bitch told you so. That's one of their cabinet ministers. Told you so. Like Sweden or Austria. You know, Sweden and Austria, who never have to fucking get their countries blowing all this shit and all these fucking wars, because that's where the fucking rich motherfuckers go to hang out during the war and drink champagne and eat caviar while the fucking goyim are fucking blowing each other's guts out and don't even fucking know why. This is from Daily Mail, sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Ukraine has rejected a Russian plan to become neutral, like Sweden or Austria, as the warring sides try to hash out a deal to end the bloodshed in Eastern Europe. Moscow is thought to be demanding the Ukraine refuse to join any military alliance to host foreign military bases or on its soil in exchange for a ceasefire and withdrawal of Russian troops currently terrorizing the country. Oh, whatever you fucking say. I seen it with my own eyes. So that, I mean, you tell me something, I'll believe the fucking opposite. I'm sure Putin is fucking vying for fucking territory because he is an international fucking millionaire. You people in Russia think, oh, that's your glorious leader. You fucking are, you're stupid. I'm sorry. You're fucking stupid. Putin is for Putin. He's up to $20 billion fucking dollars. Any of you guys got 20 fucking billion except for a handful maybe? You people out there fucking sweating and doing the goddamn work, you got 20 billion fucking dollars? Are you just living from week to week under fucking oppression like everybody else on the goddamn planet? And that idea of everybody wanting to come to this fucking country for freedom, there ain't no fucking freedom here. And everybody fucking knows it. They just get freebies. It's what they're coming here for, fucking free Walmart, free housing, to raise the prices so that American nationals can live in their goddamn car and work a 40-hour week. That's what they're doing. The whole idea here is Steve Trump, he was supposed to take care of this shit, man. He was the bankruptcy fucking king. He was supposed to just sell this fucking country right off and under us, but we didn't fucking let him. We were on that son of a bitch from day one. He didn't get to go through with his fucking plans. And his lies were fucking exposed over and over and over. Goebbels way. If you tell the truth, and you tell a complete truth, and you tell it enough times, it can't be touched. That's the new fucking way, people. And we outnumber them. But these son of a bitches that were fighting over there in Afghanistan, they were all fucking mercenaries. Black fucking water. Don't forget about fucking Abu Ghraib. Don't forget what those sick son of a bitches did in that goddamn prison. Fucking goddamn raping people's children in front of them. These are fucking animals. They're not human. And you're letting them have their fucking way instead of putting them down like the mad fucking dogs they are. It's on you. Whatever happens when your grandchildren or something, I swear they'll dig your grave up and piss right in your fucking cowardly faces. You could have took care of this. This should have been took care of generations ago. I shouldn't have had to grow up into this shit. But I did. And I can't fucking help that this is the final fucking plug-in of the fucking New World Order. Came on my goddamn shift. But there are plenty of people seeing it. Major Jordan fucking pointed out that the goddamn Lend-Lease program made a fucking enemy that could hurt our fucking, could destroy our country. Destroy the world. We built it. The sweat of fucking Americans, the fucking mine product of fucking Americans built it. And we can't deny it. And we allowed it. And we didn't have to because we had the goddamn law on our side. All we had to do was enforce our own fucking law. When they tried to take our goddamn common law courts, their fucking guns should have been going off that night, blowing fucking, should have killed every motherfucker involved in it. You should have killed the fucking head of the snake that fucking day. But we didn't. They didn't. I wasn't here. But this is what, I was born into fucking communism, and why they're teaching you this fucking lie about worshiping the motherfuckers that were the fucking, well, you gotta worship the elite. You shouldn't, you know, you should avert your eyes. I mean, fucking Hillary Clinton actually had the staff at the fucking White House. They had to avert their eyes when they walked by her royalness. And then you had Nancy Pelosi the other day talking about her sovereignty. This shit's getting pretty thick. I think the goddamn Bill of Rights is getting out there pretty fucking good. I think the people are starting to understand who's supposed to be in fucking charge here. Who's supposed to have the fucking wealth? Not another goddamn country so they can kill, people can kill one another with it. It belongs to us. I don't want, give a shit what other fucking countries do. I don't want to be a part of the world fucking organization. Not the World Trade Organization. We don't need them. We have every resource we need right here in this fucking country to isolate ourselves from these fuckers and build something that would fucking destroy every goddamn one of them if they get out of fucking, if they will not accept fucking freedom and liberty and leave people fucking alone. They bother us, we fucking wipe their fucking ass out. Plain and simple. Stay away from our fucking borders or you will be shot. This country belongs to American nationals. All you fuckers that have come here in violation of our fucking goddamn right to procedural due process, all of you, which is every goddamn one of you, get the fuck out or you're going to get shot. Period. End of fucking story. Anyway, that's enough ranting for one day, guys. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, you better start really thinking about it. You think about a hardened soldier with 20 years under their fucking belt. Some of them only got 10 or 15, but they've been in fucking a war zone. They're coming fresh out of a fucking war zone. They have the fucking skills. They have the fucking, they won't hesitate to blow your goddamn head off. They won't think twice. They will pull that gun up and shoot as fast as they can get it on you and fucking pull the trigger. And they will fucking sneak up on you. They know war tactics, so you better fucking learn them. And that is The Word from the Trenches.